Senior Bowl, day two is over. I'm Andrew Gribble, this is Dustin Fox, and Dustin, really kind of a long day, but you got to see the North practice, and there was one guy that really stood out to you. What was he like there?
Well, I think going into the Senior Bowl, we knew that the wide receiver out of Eastern Washington, Cooper Kupp, was a tremendous athlete and a really good, polished wide receiver. But today, I mean, this guy has really, I think, solidified himself as a second-round draft pick, maybe even slides into the first round. Some of the scouts were talking about him today. You know, big physical, 6'3", 220-pound frame. Probably not the fastest guy in the world, but actually had one scout tell me today that he reminds him a lot of Jordy Nelson, which is pretty high praise considering we all know what Jordy has been to the Green Bay Packers. So I think that's one guy that has really stood out. I mean, he was just it was fun watching him against some of these DBs. Some of the most talented DBs you're going to have in the entire country. And this is a guy who played at Eastern Washington in FCS school. And if you are a fan of Youngstown State, some Penguins fans maybe out there watching right now, you remember you went on the road on the red turf and you saw that kid, number 10, Cooper Kupp, making plays against Youngstown State in that game. And he's done it on the biggest stage. You think about the last 2 years, they've faced, I believe, four FBS schools, including Washington State and Oregon. And in those games, he's caught 41 passes for over 700 yards against Pac-12 competition. So that says a lot about him. So I think he's a player to keep an eye on. To me, he's been the star of the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, you know, what he's doing this year reminds me a lot of what Braxton Miller was doing here last year, just seemingly catching everything that's being thrown his way. And, you know, this was when we were hearing about Braxton Miller potentially sliding into the first round, second round. Maybe it goes back a little bit, but clearly two different players. Braxton was making a move to a different position. Cooper Kupp is a wide receiver. There's no doubt about that. You know, he's an interesting guy. Comes from a football family. His grandpa was an offensive lineman for the Saints. Is in their Ring of Honor. You know, he's kind of the rags to riches story from his perspective, because he was offered two schools out of college, Eastern Washington, Idaho State, and he's just showing against some of these top players that he's just a really good player.
You know, Gribbs, as well, one of the scouts told me that, you know, he could have went to a Division I school. Like, he could have transferred out. Like, he could have transferred to Alabama, per se, and went and played. I mean, he's that good. He's an FBS, big-time talent, and he's going to get drafted. But he wanted to stay home. He's from Washington, as you talked about there. And obviously, he wanted to kind of do things the right way and finish things up for Eastern Washington. And they had a good season, obviously. They went to the semis, lost to Youngstown State, but had a terrific season.
Now, another player that stood out that North practice is one we talked to last night, Kareem Hunt. Willoughby native, played at Toledo. Yeah. And again, another guy that smaller school, but rising to the occasion. And it, to me, looks like the best running back in the North.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is that I didn't know this, but Kareem Hunt apparently has lost about 20 pounds.
Okay.
And so he's a little bit lighter than he was in the regular season playing for the Rockets there in the Mid-American Conference, and he looks faster. I mean, everything he's done so far down here has been, you know, getting upfield. It has been electric, explosive. And the number one thing that he has done is catch passes out of the backfield. And so that's one of those things that, as a running back, the more you can do, the more value you add to a franchise. You look at what the Atlanta Falcons are doing now with their two-headed monster with the backfield, with their backs, and how they can catch passes out of the backfield from Matt Ryan. Well, Kareem Hunt, a local kid from Willoughby South, is here at the Senior Bowl, and he's got scouts talking about him, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was at the South practice today, and I think we've talked about him every day, but it's become clear O.J. Howard is probably the best player on the field just from overall what he's doing at his position. And the thing that really stood out to me today about O.J. Howard was one-on-one blocking drills. That was the knock on him the moment he got to Alabama, because he looks like a wide receiver. He was holding his own versus guys like Ryan Anderson, a number of other linebackers, Ben Bulware. He was blocking those guys, and I think that's big. I don't think whatever NFL team takes him, he's probably not going to be blocking all that much because he looks like a Jimmy Graham, looks like a Jordan Reed, but he shows he can hold his own and he can be on the field when the team's running the ball. I think that's going to be huge for him, especially when a team is going to make that decision, we're going to use a first-round pick on this game.
You know, you were at the South practice. I was at the North practice. There's another player that I'm curious. I don't know if you saw much of him today, but Montrevious Adams, the defensive tackle from Auburn, he's a big dude. I mean, for the size of this guy, he wears number one, which is a wide receiver number, and so he kind of jumps out at you a little bit. I was talking to, I think it was Bucky Brooks with NFL Network, who said that guy is making some waves here, and I tell you what, I called a Georgia game this year, and Georgia was playing, they played Auburn the week before, and so I'm watching the film, And number one for Auburn, like, immediately jumped out at me. And that's, of course, Montrevious Adams, who's here at the Senior Bowl and, again, doing big things.
Yeah, I mentioned him in the Browns huddle earlier today because he was standing out in those one-on-one blocking drills. And just from my experience being at the Senior Bowl, there is a defensive tackle every year that makes a lot of money at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Last year it was Sheldon Rankins, who it's just you get so exposed in those one-on-one drills, and it shows your true ability. And I think scouts take those things very seriously. I think when they were doing one-on-one drills today, everyone kind of converged on the end zone. Mm-hmm. Anyone that was on the sidelines, it was almost like a circle pit around those guys. And it was high intensity, but Montrevious Adams was winning far more than he was losing in those drills.
Yeah, another kid, too, another sort of local ties to the Browns. I mean, he played at Ohio University. Terrell Basham, who's a defensive end who played at Ohio, is apparently practicing really well. He's in North Squad, of course, but he is making some waves here too. So another kid from the Mid-American Conference coming down to Mobile and making a name for himself.
And I have one last player, and it's an interesting one because he got into a little bit of an altercation
in
practice today. Up until that point, Chad Williams of Grambling was having a phenomenal practice.
I mean, big dude, man.
There was a lot of passes that just weren't going in the direction of the wide receivers very well. The quarterbacks were struggling a little bit, but Chad Williams was coming down with passes deep down the field. He looks the part of a wide receiver. I think he's listed at 6'1", but he seems like a taller guy, a leaner guy. And we saw the intensity when he was getting in that altercation. He's taking this real seriously. Mm-hmm. A lot of intensity out there. And really, for an under-the-radar player like him to stand out that way, you don't want to get into a fight. But to keep making catches, I think that's got to stand out a little bit more.
That's good insight. I mean, he yesterday at the South Bronx I watched, he was going up against the corner from LSU, White, who's probably the top corner, obviously, on the South squad. And a kid from Grambling is making his work difficult. So you're right. I mean, that's a great catch by you. And I think that's, if you're going to watch the game on Saturday, you'll see the guy with the big G on his helmet. Yeah, this guy's going to play in the NFL. Yeah.
we'll be back for one more day after practice. Same schedule as today. North practice first, south from 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. We'll be here around 7 o'clock Eastern time for you guys to wrap it all up.